Hello, and welcome to What Was That About with Kate and Sophia. I'm Kate.
And I'm Sophia, and What Was That About is a show where we talk books, movies, music, media, all things pop culture.
Now let's get into it. Today, me and Sophia are going to expose that even though we have a pop culture show, we are extremely unpop cultured, if you will.
Yeah.
Especially this year, me and Sophia, neither of us are on TikTok anymore. We both struggle to even, like, keep up with Instagram.
Yeah.
We just like to watch our TV shows or do homework. It's gotten bad. We used to be a lot better
Let me also preface this by saying, Kate, recently in the last few months or weeks, not months, in the last few weeks, Kate and I have both added a sport that practices, I'm going to say, 5 to 6 days a week to our schedules.
Yes.
And that has just increased the amount of time. And honestly, let me also preface this by saying, I mean, obviously it's unfortunate for the content of our show, but I'm actually feeling pretty at peace with the amount of
media I'm not. I'm not mad about how little I'm on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I haven't scrolled on Instagram Reels in a while, and I'm proud of that, honestly.
Yes.
So, like, it's kind of weird when you have a pop culture radio show that you kind of were always a little bit bad about in terms of pop culture, and then now you're even less. Because also the other downfall of this year in terms of like us being like relevant in terms of social media was I used to be the TikToker.
Mm-hmm.
I say that as if I was an influencer. I just watched TikTok last year out of the two of us. This year, I had an intervention with myself and decided to delete TikTok because I did have a serious TikTok addiction. So within that, while that was definitely good for my general well-being, it also made this show a little less relevant. But bear with us. So today, instead of talking about, relevant pop culture, we are going to talk about all the media we have been consuming. So whether that be music, TV shows, books, etc. What have we been reading? What have we been watching? What have we been listening to? And I will preface this for all of you with my choices are so like 10 years ago. It's insane.
Excited to hear that. We'll
get into it. Sophia, how about you start off? What have you been listening to recently?
What have I been listening to? Okay. So I've actually kind of been Okay, two things. I've kind of been re-entering a Taylor Swift era.
Love it,
which is kind of nice. I mean, I know we talk about on this podcast quite often how we're big Taylor Swift fans. But honestly, the past few months have been a little bit of a Taylor Swift drought for me. Because while I am a Taylor Swift fan, I gotta listen to some other
music. Yeah, I agree. I totally understand the Taylor Swift drought. Especially in a time when, like, so much Taylor Swift content came out in 2023, which was amazing, absolutely no complaints. But when you consume so much of that for a year, then you kind of get to the new year and you're like, okay, I need a break from this.
Yeah.
And I feel like that would also show with like how aggressive a listener I am on Spotify to her every year. Like 2 years ago, I was in the top 0.5%,
mm-hmm.
and then this past year, I was in the 1%, and this coming year, I wouldn't be surprised if I was in the 2%. So, you know, it slowly goes down. But, yeah. So for me, I don't even know if I want to admit this.
I'll expose my other listeners briefly.
But I'm going to expose this about the main thing I've been listening to in the last 2 weeks. I've been listening to High School Musical soundtrack.
Oh, wow.
High School Musical 1, 2, and 3, the soundtracks. Yesterday, before my test, I had a test yesterday, I blasted Bet on It from High School Musical 2 on my drive to school, and I have never felt more hype in my life. So, I feel like you're way less embarrassing than I am.
No, proceed. I'll expose myself. Okay, so this was, I have two things. I'd say the other genre of music I've been listening to recently, less so now, was like in the peak of February where I literally like had nothing going on except my piles of homework.
Right.
I would just say I was listening to a lot of sad, quiet music.
Love it.
I.e. Lana Del Rey. Just because I really like having some kind of sound when I'm doing my homework, but it needs to be something I'm like actually not invested in, and that's like a little bit sad, so I can tune it out.
Because if
I'm listening to hype music, I can't tune it out.
My trick for that, and this is also a really embarrassing thing to admit, and like if this is on my Spotify Wrapped, I'm gonna be so embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
I know that there's a way to like turn it off so that your Spotify doesn't track like certain music, but like I I'm not that ashamed. So how I listen to music while I do homework is I listen to the Little Women soundtrack because it's all instrumental and it's like colonial. Like
I'm actually gonna have to try that out.
It feels like you're like playing American Girl dolls. Okay. Like I can't explain it, but like it works because there's no like voices and it's like and like you kind of like and there's kind of like hype songs, but it's like but it's still like colonial, not colonial, it's like 1800s music, and it's like, I can't even explain it, but it works. Like, it's like the best, I figured this out like freshman year, and I've been doing it ever since. I listened to so much Little Women, like the Little Women soundtrack so much, just like it's like always in my recently played. But so.
Okay, I'm actually gonna have to check that out because I also have been just listening to like boring lo-fi, except it's like literally like the plainest sounding lo-fi you've ever heard.
Yeah, but the thing that's insane about my Little Women thing is when I was like freshman and sophomore year when I would do this, I did not do it as often as I do it now. I like didn't like distinguish like the difference between the songs and I didn't have favorite ones. Now I have my favorite songs. Ice Skating, a bop. Amy, amazing. Like, yeah. Guys, like I'm so serious about this. Like,
oh, I
it actually is like. Like, I don't care how old you are, what your job is, or what you do in school, or whatever. Like, try this trick, whether you're a man, a woman, whatever. Like, it will work for you, I promise. That is the Kate guarantee. Mm-hmm. Now, to be fair, I actually can't guarantee that, but it works for me.
Yes. Okay.
So, the main things I've been listening to are that when I'm studying, and then the High School Musical soundtrack. I'm always listening to Noah Kahan, so, like, that's...
Dial Drunk Feet Post Malone has been hitting recently.
Oh, my God, it's so good. And then I also have this Mood Boost playlist that I love, and basically, and my favorite song out of it... I'm really exposing myself on this episode. My favorite song out of it is... You know Sing?
Yes.
So, you know the first one when the elephant performs on stage, Don't You Worry About a Thing, by, like, I think it's David Bowie? Uh-huh. I like her version better than David Bowie's version. And it's so good, and I love listening to it.
We're getting so much Kate content.
It's so good, guys.
Okay. I have two final comments on my listening. I'm going to say, like, not even this week's song, but, like, 2 weeks ago's song for me was Not Strong Enough by Boy Genius. That was just hitting.
It's so good. Oh, my God. Okay, Boy Genius. I absolutely love Boy Genius.
I honestly would not consider myself a strong Boy Genius fan.
Okay.
From their other music, I haven't loved it, but that song has been hitting.
I love Not Strong Enough. Not Strong Enough so good. Like, when you're driving down a road, when you're driving down the freeway at the, like, oh, he's an angel, and you can just, like, don't speed, but you can, like, you know, go pretty fast.
Go 2 miles above the speed limit.
Yeah, yeah, that's all I'm saying. Only 2 miles. And you're just, like, flying, and you're, like, always. It's so good. Also, True Blue is... I love True Blue by Boy Genius. And the beginning of True Blue, that song always makes me feel like that part in, like, a... You know, like, that part in To All the Boys I Loved Before when, like, Laura Jean, like, puts her headphones on and starts cleaning her room and kind of gets her life together?
Sure.
Okay. Well, or it's like any montage
I believe you. I can envision it.
I know. I'm just more doing this for anyone who hasn't watched Tell Them Myself before. But any montage in a movie where like a character's like all the bad things that can happen in like a sitcom have happened, and they're like, okay, I need to like pull my life together, and then everything starts going well for them, and it's like that little like kind of like saddish but happyish uplifting music. It's kind of like whenever that the beginning of that song plays, that's the like thing that's going on in my brain. Like it's like a little movie montage. But yes, Boy Genius all the way. I'm always listening to Boy Genius. Oh, and my one other song that I love that I've been listening to a lot is it's like I Know the End or something like that. I can never remember.
I'll have to look.
It's Phoebe Bridgers, and it's like, yeah, I guess the end is near. And it's, like, kind of a depressing song, but it, like, it really hits.
Okay. My comment on why I'd say I'm in a listening drought right now is I had to actually really big, like, listening to podcasts era.
Okay.
In pretty much up until, like, the last few weeks, because before I actually was playing lacrosse, I was just going on a lot of runs and doing a lot of wall ball. So I'm literally, like, standing in front of a wall for, like, 45 minutes just, like, throwing a ball at it. So I needed something there. So I was actually listening to a lot of podcasts, but I will say I have dropped off on that.
Okay. So now we are going to go into our watching.
I have not been watching a lot. That's what I'll say.
I have been watching, so about 2 weeks ago, I want to say, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, the first four seasons anyways, got put onto Netflix.
Wow.
I love Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I've loved Brooklyn Nine-Nine since I was, like, 12, which I probably should not have been watching it at 12. Now that, like, I've been watching it recently, I was like, mm-hmm. why was I watching this at 12? Mm-hmm. But I watched it a lot during COVID times and things like that. But I watched it so quickly the first time I'd watched it that I don't think I actually, like, properly appreciated how funny it is. Similar to when I rewatched Modern Family, like, 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. Anyways, so I've been watching it. But I'm kind of embarrassed to admit, like, how much I'm watching it. Like, I watch it so much. Like, all the things that I used to do with music in terms of, like, when I'd be, like, getting ready for school or eating breakfast or, like, whatever I would be, mm-hmm. I would do, like, listening to music. It's not music anymore. It's Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I'm like an iPad kid. It's gotten really bad. But I'm almost done with season 4.
You're saying this as I'm looking at my iPad yeah. trying to think of something
and
that
I don't
I've watched.
Know. And I don't know, like, what I'm going to do in, like, 10 episodes when the season 4 is over. But I think I'm just going to find the last 2 seasons on Hulu because I believe that's where it is and finish it off. But it's so good. And also, I realized that I don't think I properly, like, watched Brooklyn Nine-Nine because, like, there's so many plot lines I have no recollection of watching because I have a really bad habit of getting really bad secondhand anxiety and just, like, skipping majority of the show, and so you miss so much of it. But I, like, it's not – I don't get that as much with the show anymore because, like, there's so – I feel like I've trained myself more to, like, get over it in sitcoms because that's just part of it.
Uh-huh.
But, like, it's so funny. It's so funny. It's such a funny show. Like, I know – I'm sure that it was very – got – the right amount of credit back when it was coming out. But, like, oh, my God. It's so funny. I love Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
See, I've really been in a watching things drought. I'm trying to think of what I've watched recently.
If you don't have anything, that's okay.
I'll say, what did I watch? I watched, like, some MISC Marvel movie with my sister when I was cleaning my room.
Love it.
I think I watched the Mean Girls movie on a plane a couple weeks ago. I just, like... I don't know. I have not had a show that I've been into recently, and that has been evident in the fact that I haven't. This is my drought. Here yeah. I am.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like you could almost see the evidence of the media consuming drought that me and Sophia have been experiencing through junior year, just by our episodes. You know, if you bore witness to the 7-minute Great Gatsby episode. It was not our finest work. Last week, we talked about Taylor Swift. I think, okay, so Taylor Swift's coming out with an album in about a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when that happens, we will have, like, we'll probably do, like, a 2-episode mm-hmm. special on that.
Mm-hmm.
So we can really go in depth on all the songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think right now, me and Sophia are in kind of the depths of our junior year.
Okay.
The APs are coming up, you know, all this stuff. Mm-hmm. So we don't have a lot of time.
I have one final comment.
I'd like to hear this.
Okay, I will say, with my drought of media consumption,
right?
I will say, I did 2 things. One, okay. I watched Lessons in Chemistry. Like, that was a few months ago, but that
I was trying to
that
watch
was a really
that.
Good show.
I need to, like, watch that.
It's a little hard to get into, but it ends up getting good. Second, I will say, last weekend, we had a half day on Friday, so I just, like, had a lot more time on my hands. And I started reading a book for my own enjoyment.
Oh, my gosh, that was the other thing we were going to talk about, books.
Yes.
What's this book you're reading?
So I started reading this book. It's called The Last Thing He Told Me. I don't remember the author.
Oh,
I think it might be a show
I've
as well.
I've heard about this.
Basically, the plot line is this woman...
Yes.
Her husband mysteriously disappears with a note. This is going to sound really corny, but basically her husband is, like, disappears, and then the wife finds out that, like, her husband's company has, like, committed a ton of fraud, so everyone thinks, like, her husband, like, disappeared because his company, like, committed a lot of fraud, right?
Right.
But then his husband, the only thing, like, she has from him is a note that says, like, to protect his daughter, but, like, it's not her daughter, right? So it's, like, her stepdaughter who she doesn't have, like, a really good relationship with. So basically it's, like, this woman and her stepdaughter, like, trying to, like, find her husband.
Wow.
It's interesting.
I've heard about this. I don't know if I've heard about the book or if it's a TV show or something, but I've heard that name before. So I have not read any books for my own enjoyment in a while. The last books I read for my own enjoyment was on Midwinter Break, which was, like, a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd already read them before. We were
That's
in,
so real.
We were
I'm
in,
such a rereader.
We were in Italy. And for those of you who don't know, the secondary series to Percy Jackson and the Olympians, Heroes of Olympus, a lot of it takes place in Italy because they are, like, going across the Mediterranean to, anyways, I was like, oh my gosh, it'd be so fun if I read this book or listened to this book while we're like driving through Italy. And so I did, and it was amazing. And I got to like try like the like Italian snacks that they talk about in the book and all this stuff. And that was so fun. But I haven't been reading that. The most recent book I've been reading is for my AP Lang class called Slavery by Another Name. By the time you're listening to this, I have completed my test on that. So hopefully I do well.
Yes.
Yes. But yeah, I think overall, me and Sophia are doing our best to keep you guys provided with content. But we're also juniors, so you gotta give us a little bit of grace in terms of we're not the best, and we've never been very good at consuming relevant media. We just consume the stuff we care about.
And that's the truth. Relevant in our hearts.
It's irrelevant to us. So if you stuck around for this long, we really appreciate you listening to us ramble. I don't think I have anything else to say. Do you have any final comments?
I don't think so.
Okay. I feel like I kind of talked on this show as if we were like influencers, which kind of made me laugh, but I kind of enjoyed it. So, yeah. You know, that's all I have to say. Okay. I'm Kate.
I'm Sophia, and you have been listening to What Was That About? This is 88.9 The Bridge.